The Gemara tells us in Maseches Brachos Daf Ches that Lo Ilam Yashlim Odom Parshiyosiv Matzibur Shnai Mikra Vechad Targum. That a person has to be mekayim the mitzvah midrabanan of shnayim mikra ve'echad targum, which means that you're supposed to read the pasuk twice and learn the targum, either with targum unklis or to read Rashi, depending on the shittas, as the third time. And with this, he's mekayim the mitzvah shnayim mikra ve'echad targum. The Gemara says that it's a tremendous skula for arichos yamin. If you want to have a lengthy life, you want to be Zeicher to Arichas Yomim, says the Gemara, be mekayim this mitzvah shnayim mikra vechatargum, and the Shulchan Aruch brings down la locha and Hilch Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch tells us that there's a chiyuv for a person to be mekayim the mitzvah of shnayim mikra vechatargum. Now, what is the nature of this chiyuv, and are there enough kaminas as to why we are mechuyev to be mekayim this din of shnayim mikra ve'echad targum? So the first thing is that there's a prima godim that explains what this idea is of two times the psukim and then the third time the targum. What's this inyan of having a person read the pasuk itself twice and the third time reading it with the targum? So the prima godim brings down from the Mati Moshe, others say this as well, that the inyan of shnayim mikra ve'echad targum corresponds to the three times that the Torah was taught to Klal Yisrael after Matan Torah. The first time was Matan Torah. The second time was Be'oyel Moyed. That's the Shnayim Mikra. And the third time was later on Be'arvis Moyev. It was Be'er Hetev. And since it was Be'er Hetev, that's why the third time is supposed to be explanatory. It's supposed to be more thorough because it's Be'er Hetev. And that's why we read the Targum as a way of explaining exactly what the psukim are talking about. So the three readings are meant to correspond to these three times that the Torah was taught to Klal Yisrael, from the time of Har Sinai until Sefer Devarim in Arvas Moyed. So the first time was in Har Sinai, the second time was Be'oyel Moyed, those are the Shnayim Mikra, and the Echad Targum corresponds to the Be'er Hetev that took place later on in Sefer Devarim. Now, there is a tremendous chiddush from the Ra'avon. The Ra'avon holds that the entire institution of Shnayim Mikra Ve'echad Targum was only said with respect to a person who doesn't make it to the Tzibor, he's not davening with Tzibor, and he's not hearing Kriyas HaTorah B'Rab. And says the Ra'avon, the reason why Chazal were masakin the din of Shnayim Mikra Ve'echad Targum for this person who's unable to come to shul is because this person now has the opportunity to have two readings, which represent, number one, the Baal Kairei, and number two, the person who's Eile, the person who gets the Aliyah, who also reads along. And then in the times of the Gemara, there was a Meturgaman that used to explain the Psukim. After each Pasuk, he would explain what the Pasuk was talking about. And that's the meaning behind the chiv of Targum. So the Shnayim Mikra Ve'echad Targum is in lieu of Kriyas HaTorah B'Rabim, and the whole institution was only for a person who lives, let's say, in a far-flung place where he is unable to attend a shul that's leining B'tzibur. Now that is the sheet of the Ra'avon, but the Paiskim reject this Ra'avon la'aloch. And the Paiskim assume that the chiv of Shnayim Mikra Ve'echad Targum applies even to a person who's going to hear Kriyas HaTorah B'Rabim, even for a person who's going to come to shul, there does exist a chiyuv of reading the psukim twice, Shnayim Mikra Ve'echad Targum. Now, this chiyuv normally starts from Mincha on Shabbos, where you start to read the parsha of the upcoming week. So that's when the chiyuv of that week begins. So you can already be mekayim the week's Chiyuv of Shnayim Mikra Ve'echad Targum once Mincha Shabbos comes, that starts the process of learning the parasha of the week. And L'chatchila, you're supposed to be finished your Chiyuv of Shnayim Mikra, you're supposed to complete it before the Su'udah on Shabbos. That's lechatchila. The Pesukim say that you're supposed to have already completed your chiyuv of shnayim mikra v'echatargum by the time Su'udah Shabbos comes. However, this is Su'udah Shabbos in the morning. However, the Pesukim say that b'di'eved, if you didn't do it before the Su'udah, you could do it, you could be mashlim it even after Shabbos, as long as it's in the first part of the week. So until Wednesday, b'di'eved, you could be mashlim it, and you're still going to be considered on par with the tzibur. If you miss that point, you could go ahead and be mashlim it afterwards until the end of the year, until Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah. The Pesukim say that b'di'eved, a person could be mashlim it and could make up for lost ground that he missed during the course of the year. Now, what's this inyan of being mashlim all of your parshiyos of shnayim mikra v'echatargum by the time Shmini Atzeres and by the time Simchas Torah comes? What is the nature, what is the idea of finishing it by that point, number one? And number two, is this taka a universal thing? Do all of the Pesukim agree with this extension that b'di'eved, a person could be mashlim this chizchiv of shnayim mikra v'echatargum that he perhaps have missed over the weeks by the time Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah come? So there's a very interesting machlekes v'sheinim, and that is with respect to the nature of this chiyuv. Why were Chazal masaking this mitzvah of shnayim mikra v'echatargum? So we already brought down a couple of reasons, but other Rishonim present two more reasons as to the reason for this takana, and the nafkamina is going to be very vast. Number one, Rabbeinu Simcha. The Shmuz Hadashim break down from Rabbeinu Simcha. Rabbeinu Simcha holds the chiyuv of shnayim mikra ve'echa targum, says Rabbeinu Simcha, is based on the corresponding nature between Yochid and Tzibur. In other words, the Tzibur is supposed to finish their laning of the Torah by the time Simchas Torah comes, by the time Shmini Atzeres comes. Every week you lay in a parsha, and you finish the Chamishi Chumshi Torah at that point. The Yochid too, the takana was that he should as well complete the Torah by Shmini Atzeres, by Simchas Torah. And therefore, just as the Tzibur finishes the Torah by Shmini Atzeres, therefore, if a person missed one of the parshiyos during the course of the year, he could make it up as long as he makes it up by the time Shmini Atzeres comes. Because that's the new cycle that the Yochid's going to embark on, just as the Tzibur embarks on the new cycle at that point. And Mela, that's the point of no return, so to speak. That's the point where a person is supposed to have everything completed, because that's when the Tzibur and the Yochid are both going to be starting the new cycle and the new year. Now, according to Rabbeinu Simcha, it turns out that the Iker objective of Shnayim Mikra V'Echa Targum is that we want the Yochid to have the entire Torah laned, just as the Tzibur lanes it, and because he's supposed to familiarize himself with the Torah. But it's a takana that the Yochid should finish the Torah. The Trumas Hadeshin brings down that Rabbeinu Chananel seems to disagree. And Rabbeinu Chananel holds that fakert. The point of Shnayim Mikra V'Echa Targum is to prepare yourself for the upcoming Kriya that's going to take place on Shabbos. They're going to lane the Torah. They're going to lane the Parsha with Tzibur. We want you to be well acquainted with the Kriya in order for you to understand and appreciate the Kriya. And therefore we are masaking that a Yochid, an individual as well, should lane Shnayim Mikra V'Echa Targum in order to familiarize himself, in order to be acquainted with the reading that's going to take place Birab. So according to the Rabbeinu Chananel, it turns out that the takana that a Yochid is supposed to lay in Shnayim Mikra is in order so he should understand and appreciate the Kriya that's going to take place on Shabbos. Now, there are two very important nafkaminas that emerge from these two shittas. Number one, is there a point of tashlumin? If a person misses Shnayim Mikra 1 week, is he supposed to make it up the next week? Or do we say, Ovar Yoyme Botel Karbonah, it's too late, he missed it, and shine, he moves on with life. According to the Rabbeinu Simcha, he's supposed to make it up. because it's really a yearly takana. The yachid is supposed to finish the reading of the Torah by the time Shmini Atzeres comes, and therefore Avada, if he missed one week, he should make it up the next week. However, according to the Rabbeinu Chananel, there's no point of Tashlumin, because the entire objective of Shnayim Mikra is in order to prepare yourself for this week's Kriya. If you missed this week's Kriya, so too late. If you didn't do Shnayim Mikra this week, so hopefully you'll catch it next week. But you missed this week, there's no Din Tashlumin. A second afkamina is, if let's say Yom Tov is coming up this week, is there a Din Shnayim Mikra of Echad Targum in preparation for the Kriya of Yom Tov? This also is going to be an afkamina between these two opinions. Why? According to the shita of Rabbeinu Simcha, there is no inyan of performing the mitzvah of Shnayim Mikra Targum before a laning that's going to take place on Yom Tov, because the entire point is to finish the Torah throughout the year. That doesn't include extraneous types of lanings, which is taking place on Yom Tov. It's not part of the general cycle of the Torah, and therefore there's no takana for you to lane Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum before Yom Tov, or before one of the other days of the year where there's an extra Kriya that takes place. However, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, the entire point of Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum is to get acquainted with the Kriya that's going to be upcoming Berabim. If that is the case, even if the Kriya is going to be a Kriya of Yom Tov, it still should apply this din that you should prepare yourself for the Kriya in order for you to understand the Kriya that's going to take place Berabim. And therefore, even before Yom Tov, a person should review and be mekayim the din of Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum when it comes to the Kriya of Yom Tov. Now, halacha l'maisa, on both accounts, we assume like Rabbeinu Simcha. We don't do Shnayim Mikra before Yom Tov. And also, we do try to do Tashlumin if we miss Shnayim Mikra during 1 week. So again, on both accounts, the halacha seems to follow the shita of Rabbeinu Simcha, that the end point of a kriya of Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum is that a yachid as well, just like a tzibur, is supposed to finish the cycle of Chamish Shichum Shitayra by the end of the year.